Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 86, the crypto flash sale. So, getting ready to go to bed last night, and just happened to, look at the ticker and just saw that, crypto was crashing down. And, I'm not that invested in crypto that much. Like, I'm not holding, 20 Bitcoins, right? And I looked at it and like, wow, this is going to be a good buying opportunity for people. Our funds are a little tight. But my gosh, Dogecoin was down to 13 cents. SHIB, took a dip, but I'm done with my position on SHIB. I'm happy where I'm at, and I didn't want to add to SHIB. And I was looking at some of the other, Cardano and some of the other, cryptocurrencies, and thought maybe I should, diversify. But finally, when I saw that things were going back up, I decided to pull the trigger, and I bought some Dogecoin at 16 cents. On a bad day, Doge is usually about 22 cents, and on a good day, it can be 25. And if it goes on another run, it can get up to 27. My theory is that there will be a crypto tsunami after the MOAS, that when all these apes get their money from the MOAS, I think there will be a lot of people that are more inclined to put it into crypto than in the stock market again. So I think that there's going to be a lot of money pouring into crypto in the days and weeks after the MOAS. And if you've already got your position, hopefully it's going to go up and up and up. So anyway, I decided to open up a position on Doge. It's funny, when I originally got into this, I got like $50 worth of Doge, which was about a little over 200 Doge coins. So this time I decided to get, we got $200 worth of Doge, and that was at 16 cents. So, we have a few. It's not going to be life-changing money. But one, it should hopefully be profitable if it goes up from 16 cents, which it already has a little bit, it's recovering. And, if it gets, back to 18, 20, 25 cents, that's not bad to have it just sitting there and then just hopefully waiting for, the moment. And, maybe Doge will take off. Who knows, how high it will get. I think it's a fairly mature coin at this point. But you never know, something like the MOAS happens and, you have some people that are used to investing in Doge. They may just keep going and putting their money there. I'm keeping up with my purchases on Dogecoin Mars, and even was able to get those at some good prices. So the funny thing is, you're limited in how much you can buy in a 24-hour period. So, I was sort of at my limit. I did have my nightly buy that I could get. So I did get that at a fairly low price. And even that has kind of recovered nicely to when I originally saw Dogecoin Mars. It was in the 13s. And by the time I actually had money in my account to buy it, it had gone up to 17. Now it's dipped down, it went down to like 15 and 14, and now it's back at 13. So hopefully I can, keep buying at 13, lower. And then of course, once I've completed my position, then it can go up all the way. But yeah, interesting. It was crazy time. It's funny. I kind of promised my wife I'd back off from investing. Something like this, a flash sale like this comes along, and it's just, you know, it was too hard to let that go by. AMC, you know, again, it got low. I mean, right at the end, it got down to, gosh, you know, $26. It dipped into $25 and change. And you know, it's hard seeing it at those prices and not buying a ton of it. Part of it for me is, you know, I'm working on establishing a crypto position. I have my AMC position. We have enough that if the MOAS happens, we're going to be fine. Could we have more shares? I guess, it gives you more options too in selling those shares, and you have more bandwidth to sell them. But you know, at a certain point, it probably isn't a very good idea to have all your eggs in one basket, even if that basket is AMC and it's the MOAS. And when the MOAS happens, then, you know, you can look back on it and say, wow, you know, if we had the money that I had put into crypto, if I'd put that into AMC, you know, would that, maybe that was the smarter investment. And it probably is, quite frankly, if the squeeze happens. And that's the big if it happens. Whereas cryptos, you know, should be going up over the next coming years. That's the difference. AMC has to have the squeeze, and crypto, you know, give it some time and it should go up. You know, may not be as explosive as the mother of all short squeezes, but, you know, you can make some pretty decent money. You just have to understand there's a lot of volatility with crypto. It goes up and it goes down quickly. And especially if you get into these altcoins like Shiba Inu and Dogecoin, where there's, you know, there's some big whales at the top. And when they decide they want to take some profit on a major scale, you know, that coin, you know, is going to dip and maybe even crash a little bit. So that's the one thing you have to be worried about. And getting into some of these coins. Anyway, I don't know. Did you buy any of that crypto dip last night? And we'll see how it recovers here in the next few days and weeks. Now, here's the other big thing. You know, when a tsunami hits, the surf goes way out. So if you're ever at the beach and all of a sudden the surf just kind of goes way out, almost to the point of almost disappearing, you're going to have a problem. Because all that water is being sucked out into the tsunami, and then it's going to just come crashing back on the beach. So as I was been making these positions in crypto, I'm doing it full well with the understanding that if the shorts ever got margin called and they had to provide, you know, get more liquidity, that crypto could take a hit. That's one of the places they can go to get those funds. So I knew, you know, if you're investing in crypto right now, then they got to, you know, sell it or, you know, whatever they need to do, that, you know, crypto price is going to go down. So I knew that if the MOAS was going to happen, that crypto would go down. But I wanted to have that position beforehand. I didn't want to take the chance of having to go chasing anything. So I wanted to have a crypto position before the MOAS, so that if it happens and money starts pouring in, I've got a position and I'm set. And so, you know, is this a sign that maybe the MOAS is on the way? It's possible. This, you know, it could be a lot of things, but that would be nice. I certainly believe that's something that would have to happen. If they get margin called or they need that liquidity, that's, you know, one place they can go and get it. And obviously there were some pretty major dips with Bitcoin and a lot of the other cryptos. So who knows? We'll see what Monday brings us. And maybe it'll be the Monday MOAS. I know, you know, I don't give predictions. And who knows? It wouldn't be the first time we think something good's going to happen, and then it's the complete opposite to what we think it's going to be. However, you know, it was an interesting night, and, you know, picked up some Doge along the way. So we'll see. And I don't know. We'll see what happens on Monday. I'll do some more podcasts talking about that potential. But it certainly would be nice. I definitely would take it. It'd be nice to get the MOAS before Christmas. And we'll see. So I'll talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.